Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Live Laughter Happiness. Today, I have my co-host Barbara here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
And our psychic today is Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yeah, I am your psychic every Friday, Johnny.
Yes, thank
oh,
you
yeah.
Friday. So, how are you doing?
Aloha. There? Aloha, honey. How am I doing? I wish I was in Hawaii right now. Everything hurts.
Oh, that is, so, I'm sorry to hear that. I know it's cold. It's getting cold here, and it's cold and damp, and that's hard for our bones, and they get stiff.
Yeah, we had no summer because of the smoke all summer long. Now it's clear and it's getting a little colder. It's 77 degrees in the house and 63 outside. So it's not that bad. You just need a shirt, you know. But I'm looking so forward to January to going to Hawaii. And I can't go before them because they don't even open it until October. And by the time they get everything ready, it'll be, December or January, I hope. I want to go. I like to go to Hawaii after the holidays. Because Christmas in Hawaii is like Christmas like you've never seen it. But this year, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Even I, because I don't do world stuff. Once in a while it comes to me, but in Hawaii, it's just totally different. It's unbelievable. Normally, beautiful. You go to the malls. It's everything. It's a really celebrate Christmas.
Oh, I know. I love it during that time. Oh, I went on my honeymoon, and it was right in November. So it was around that time, and it's just the weather was still so beautiful and warm and sunny and perfect. And it's like, if you're missing your summer, go to Hawaii, and it's not that far away. So we're pretty lucky we're over here, not too far away from Hawaii. And you're the luckiest, because did you get your plane ticket, Dale?
Yes. I took a one way because I never know when I'm coming back, you know. That's just the way I am. Very spontaneous. And I go out of Reno to SFO, San Francisco. You wait 1 hour and then you go to Honolulu. And that's 4.5 hours. That's done. So I'm there like at 12:30. I gotta get up at 6 a.m, but I'm there at 12:30. So it's nice.
You got it down. You got it all down.
Yeah,
your second home, basically.
Right. I used to go out of Sacramento, but it's a hassle. It really is. So they're here's the deal: is they are doing when you get to San Francisco, they're doing COVID-19 tests. And it's done in 30 minutes. And you got to pay $90. That's nothing. I want to know anyway. And if you have it, you can't go. And if you don't have it, you go. Which makes not a whole lot of sense to me because what happens if you get it 3 days later? I don't know. Do you have any?
Yeah.
I was thinking that too. I was thinking about that too, yes. But what can they do? I mean, they've got to try. They got to make some effort. Mm-hmm.
Well, Alabama and Hawaii are the only states that are the lowest in COVID virus. And also Nevada. Okay, here's that call I was waiting on. Can you guys talk, please?
Okay sure. Okay.
I'm glad that she's getting it now. It's good that she's getting it now instead of later on. But
Well, I give out the phone number so everybody can line up. Do we have very many callers, Johnny?
Oh, we have callers. We have callers waiting, yes.
Okay.
But,
everybody,
we'll...
our number is 516. Are you back, Dale?
Yeah, I couldn't get that. I couldn't get it. It was bugging me. But can you hold for a second?
Yes, can you put it on mute? And I was going to give out the number while you do that.
Well, I can do that,
okay.
But I don't know how to work the phone.
Okay. Everybody, please call the show right now because we're just beginning. And while Dale, our psychic, is taking care of a little phone call, we will give you the number. Okay, it is 516-531-9874. And the phone lines are open.
You won't let me call. I'd have to use my other phone to call. Can you guys talk for a few minutes? This is very important to me.
Okay.
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 Yeah, Dale is.
I don't know if she knows that we can actually hear parts of her phone call, but I think it's okay now. It's okay now. Is she talking to us or somebody else? Anyway.
I don't know.
Oh, we could have had her just come on at later, but anyway,
well,
Johnny, how are you doing today? How are you
doing,
Johnny?
I'm doing good. You know, I want to say this. We have the phone. He'll call back. I think Dale, the phone dropped for Dale, so Dale will call back. But we have the highest, broke the record for the channel last night. And it was,
what,
I think.
What record is that you're talking about? What does that mean? Your the followers?
Most,
sign
most,
up. Okay, tell everybody what they're signing up when they sign up for Life Laughter Happiness, our channel on Roku. So
yeah,
when
you
Johnny
sign up
has,
for the channel on Roku.
Okay.
You know, it's Life Laughter Happiness. It's the name of the channel, and it's under reality and pop culture.
And
so,
then how many sign? Well, how many sign ups, or what is the percentage of the sign up climb?
Oh, well, it's not really a percentage. It's just the number. But
okay, well, that's great. When are we going to be adding to that? We have, okay, we have the psychic, tarot card. She calls it tarot. I didn't know. I thought it was called tarot. Tarot, whatever you want
to say.
Yeah, I
didn't know if the...
We're doing that coming up. Tell them when, Johnny. We're going to learn how to read tarot in 1 hour.
Towards the end of this month. Towards the end of this month, as you do with me.
Oh, great.
You know, we're going to do it yet. So, let's
and then
see.
Also, the book club. Everybody, I want to do a shout out for that.
Right.
Since we have time.
That's right.
But I have more info. Can I explain it, or do you want to? Gosh. All right.
Go on.
It's fine, Jenny. But I'm the one who got this new information from Dale herself. Dale Shear is going to be, well, she wrote this book called The Psychic Within, and she sent me a copy because that's what we're going to start with. So I wanted everybody to go get that book as well. And you get it directly from Dale Shear herself. So all you have to do is go to daleshear.com. And it has a link there to order all of her books because she has written 5, but get The Psychic Within, please. She'll mail you out. She has many copies ready and waiting for all of our listeners to read along with us because we're going to read along and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. We're going to post it, all of our comments on Life After Happiness Facebook group page. Or we might even create a new book club page, you know? Why not?
Oh, that's good, yeah.
So, I don't know. Things might get confusing, though, Johnny, right? Because we have our Life After Happiness and we have our Life After Happiness podcast group.
And Tim, why don't we do this? until Dale gets back, why don't we put Richard on the phone? Do you want to do that?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Hey, Richard.
Richard is our...
Hey!
Our,
aloha.
Hi, Richard, our friend. Sorry to yell in the phone. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing? You sound wonderful. And
good.
Oh,
yeah, we do.
I'm sitting here listening and, watching a little TV, a little crazy TV, and all that.
Okay, I have a question, Richard, for you.
Fire away.
Have you read The Psychic Within by your friend Dale Shear?
I've read about a half of it. I got a half more to go. And,
These stories true life stories that she predicted something and it came true? Is that what is in this book?
I would
and
say
that
this is.
There?
Hold on, Johnny. He's explaining something.
I know, but Dale is
go
back.
Ahead, Richard. Okay,
oh,
Ken, well,
back?
Hi, Dale.
Yeah,
I'm explaining. Richard's explaining something about your book. I asked him a question. Should we listen to him answer?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
Richard,
I wasn't able
ahead.
To
I
make
hear.
Contact. I give up.
Oh.
What?
Well, let's give good vibes out there about this. So this will happen for you soon. It's just a phone call. She was waiting for Richard, and it was important. And she seems down that it didn't come
with
through
my doctor,
or it didn't go the
trying.
Way. The way she
was my doctor.
It. It didn't. Okay.
But I knew. So, I knew they were going to call in the middle of my show. Okay.
Okay. Well, but, Richard is going to answer the question now. Okay,
well,
ready,
now
Richard,
you
go. Can,
well, you can ask, now you can ask the author completely.
No, I want to know what you got from it. He said he read half of The Psychic Within, and I want to know, does it have stories in it that, and you were about to tell me.
Yes, I would say yes. And as sometimes you, like some of the things I've written, it's based on things that have happened, but I changed the names and maybe the location and so forth. But I think many books is based on your past experiences. When you're writing something, it's I've written about eight of them. That's a long story why, but doing that, one of them I wrote is about based on my Navy experiences. I was in the Navy for over 20 years, but fortunately, my job as a photojournalist in the Navy set me up to where basically I came in contact
with Okay, wait,
Richard, I'm getting
she was asking you. She was asking you about my book, The Psychic Within, not your book, but that's okay.
He wanted to see what he thought.
I don't know
it,
if he read that book. He read Dare to Be Different, but she wanted to know if my stories were true or if you read them.
No, I just want to know what kind of stories were in there. I haven't even started reading it. I'm like, what kind of stories? What are we going to find? What's our book club going to find? He said he read half of it. So,
yeah.
But now that we have you, okay. These stories
they're true,
this book of
true
the,
psychic
they're what
stories.
Happened. They're,
well, you have to read
well,
them.
You predicted them. Well, I will, but I want to know what is this about your predictions that came true? Or is this book about that?
Yes and no. Give you an idea. A meeting with destiny was about a lady who came for a reading. And the first lady missed an appointment with me, so this lady came. And the question was, at that time, I want to know what my mother died of. And she was from Germany, and I told her, your mother's not dead, she's alive. And she goes, what? And she goes, you're crazy. I said, well, I've been called that before. So anyway, when you find what I'm telling you to look for, you will find that your mother is alive and she's been waiting for you all these years. 3 months later, she found her mother. And she searched and searched and searched and searched. And she found the mother through relatives. And she had already gone this route before, but when they said, she said, a psychic told me, they kind of fessed up. And, you know, it was a fact. And there's stories like that. And there are also stories.
Oh, I love
how to
that.
There's stories.
I mean,
on
this is
going to
be interesting to read.
Yeah, there's stories on how it works. In other words, I trace things backwards. I don't trace them forwards. I look at it backwards. I don't have the book in front of me, but there are many stories, and they're each chapters, and they're all true. And
well, of course they're true. I mean, that,
yeah,
I
but
would
the
never
names,
ask that. Are they true
names
or not?
The names in this book were not changed because I had permission. Like I did Imelda Marcos, I had permission from her to write. You know, I did readings on quite a few people, and it was how it turned out, and then I looked at it backwards, and it showed me how I figured it out. So it's a teaching book as well.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic. I just was going over that a little bit while you were away so we could tell the listeners. And I told them how to get your book.
How?
It's so easy. Just going to dalshear.com, and you have the link there to order. It's simple. I checked it out.
They'd have to call me to
works
get it
perfectly.
We don't, we don't have it up online
on
yet.
On your website. On your website, there is a way to get your book. We better fix that then. So they
see, my publisher, he went, he retired. So I have like 1,500 copies of the book. And if they want it, they
okay, so everybody call her. Everybody call and get your copy, please, because we got to move on this, okay? We're done talking. We're going to start reading. All right.
Okay.
Talking about reading, do we have somebody waiting to get their free psychic reading by Dale Fear?
Oh, we great. Sure do, Barbara. We sure do. This is somebody from area code.
They're lined up.
424. 424, you're on there.
You're live.
Barbara
Welcome
Moore.
To the show.
Thank
Who
you,
is
Barbara.
It?
It's Christy Tom.
Oh, my goodness, what a surprise. Hi.
I know.
Oh, my
Hi.
Gosh. Wow.
So
and
long.
Your patience, too. This has been way
no
too
problem.
Long. You guys, this is a premiere. Gorgeous playmate on the line. And hopefully we're going to have her on to interview her soon for the Playboy Playmate series.
We have
so,
a
hi.
Hi. Yeah. Do you remember when you first came to town, I was tasked with showing you around, and we had that really fun night?
Yes,
it was crazy.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I loved it when they used to do that. They never did ask me to do that for anybody. Because I moved there right away, and then they never seem to need me for that, but you and there was two, like Pia Reyes, a couple others. We'll get into all that with your interview, but I just got chills
totally.
Because I remembered that. That was so fun. Yes.
Totally. I just wanted to say hi. I love you and miss you. I don't get to see you every year now.
You too.
Like we used
and,
to. Yeah.
Well, where do you live? Because we might be able to.
We might.
Where
we'll talk
in?
About that later. For sure. I'm
all
in
right.
LA.
Okay, but very close to me. Well, you guys, okay. Have a regular listener, hopefully, a new one. So do you have a question for Dale here, Christy?
I do. I was wondering when I will gain my financial independence and how. Sorry.
Very interesting question, darling. I see, I don't know about independence, but I see through a man who cares about you and loves you very much. I don't know if you know who this is, but the gentleman, he does have money, and he's willing to support you in any way, shape, or fashion that you prefer to get involved with a new project. And my advice to you at this point, psychically, would be to take that and run with it. And then when you get on your own the way you'd like to be, you know, just make him a part of what you do.
Yes, that's great advice. I know exactly who you're talking about. Will I be moving soon?
Where do you live now?
Oh, I'm in Los Angeles. I mean, I'm in La Crescenta right now.
In what center?
It's called La Crescenta. It's just a little town. It's like just north of L.A.
Okay, because I used to work at Century Center. I don't, you know.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Many years ago, I worked all over Los Angeles. I did movies and television as well. What was the question? Oh, when you're moving.
Will I be moving anytime soon?
I don't see it. I see that this gentleman, that you want to go live with him or he sets you up in a nice place, then you would be able to move. But I definitely see you doing what you need to do and, you know, being successful at it is what I see. So I see it to be very, very, very good for you. And I do see a lot of money around you and success around you. And it feels like you need to write your book as well.
Oh, my gosh, that is so interesting you say that. That is so in the works.
Oh, in my head, of course, but
somewhere down the line.
Get it on paper because not that so much, but I feel like it's going to be a movie.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool.
I mean,
wow.
I mean, it could be a book, but I see it more being a movie.
That is so interesting that you say that. That's so, like, in line with what I want to do, so that's really awesome.
Cool.
Thank you. You gave me great advice. That's so cool.
Thank you.
I would say it'd be totally greedy, but I will let other callers ask their questions. I have a million more, but it's okay.
Okay.
And I'll be here.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling in.
Hello, Christy.
Hello.
I'll also put
Thank
my
you
number
so
in.
Much.
808-372-1816. 808-372-1816 for private consultation. And excuse me, I was waiting on a phone call that was very, very important to me, but I missed it, so I'll have to get around it. But anyway, okay, who's our next one?
Okay.
Thanks, Christy.
Well,
we'll talk to you very soon.
Our next one is area code 205.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. You're on live now with Gail Shear.
Thank you.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Gail. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you. Where's
205 area code? Alabama.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you have some of the less of the virus, Alabama and Hawaii, so you should be very lucky. Is what they're reporting true?
Yes. Finally, you know, at one point, during the summer, we were a hot spot. We were a hot spot for a long time. But it is good news to know that we are finally start going the other direction. I haven't been out much. And that's why I was calling tonight, because, of course, I lost my job and all that. When all of this first started up, and then I had some other things that happened that I had to step in and handle a family situation. So I wanted to know, I applied for financial assistance, COVID-19 financial assistance, and I was denied, but I was quickly told to appeal with Kate. And so do you see that appeal going through in my favor?
Yes, I do, but it's going to take a long time, honey. if you can afford, they have legal counsel for free. You kind of need a lawyer or somebody to help you through it. What is sad about what's going on in this situation at this point? There's a lot of people losing their homes, a lot of people losing everything, and, you know, they can't make a living anymore, and it's going to get worse, you know. But then the rich people that have the money, they're just sucking up the homes like there's no tomorrow at 1 and 2% interest rate. I don't know if it was planned or whatever, but it's sad, and it's being taken advantage of the people that do need, you know, hey, they get supplemental checks of $1,200. Sure, that's going to go real far in 1 month, you know, if you have to pay your mortgage. But the whole thing is, you know, I'm totally for you fighting this 120%. And don't think you have to move out because eviction takes a very long time. So just hang in there. Eviction can take up to a year. And by law, I don't even think they're allowed to do that anymore. But it's what about food stamps? Can you get food stamps?
Well, what my family's situation to that, I'll have to go into something. But my daughter ended up losing custody of her kids back in May, so that happened too. And I had to step in and make a 30-minute decision, and that was from the place that I, from the destination I left to get to where the children was before to step in. So I am fortunately, yes, am able to receive staff benefits for the children and myself.
Take advantage of every free thing that you can get at this point in time. It's going to get better. And especially in Alabama, where the virus has come down quite a bit, you should be able to get another job if you want to. I feel that. And I feel it's going to, you know, it'll be all right. It may take a while, but it's going to be all right.
Right now, the little one, the six-year-old, he's remotely learning from home. So we just got an option for the children probably about 2 weeks ago for you to remain remote or to send your children back to school. I elected this first semester, which are in November, for my grandbaby, the six-year-old, to stay remote. And only because we're walking into the flu season on top of the COVID, and I just didn't want to chance it. So I wanted to see how the rest of this semester would go with the children in school. And then by January, I would be more motivated and, you know, have a decision based on how well we do right now.
I can't stay on the phone all day. So I understand what you're talking about. However, the situation is bad for a lot of people, and you're one of them. But, you know, a lot of prayers and doing whatever you need to do to survive, maybe checking with the church, checking with people that can help you. Do the best you can, because I see you coming out of this, and I see you being okay. All right?
Okay. Thank you, Sam. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Sam. And God bless.
Love you all. Stay safe.
That was great. You're welcome. You know, because that was a lot, and, you know, sometimes the answer is very simple. You're going to be okay, and that gives people hope. If they know they're going to be okay, they can make it, because that just gave them hope. That's another thing I love about you, Dale.
Well, thank you. I'm trying very hard, because my eyes are wide open to seeing a lot of things that are happening. I'm not a world predictor, so I don't do that, but I do see things occasionally in the world. And, you know, I talked to Richard about it. Is he still there?
Richard, what have you talked to Richard about? I want to know what else is going on that you have been seeing. Is this for the American people? Is this the election?
Okay, no. Okay. You want to know what I'm seeing? And I talk to Richard and I talk about this stuff all the time privately. You know, I don't want to get into any political stuff because that's not my nature. Let the best man win. Now, if there is such a thing. But there's going to, and I think, I don't know, Richard, don't you agree there might be a major more recession or depression upcoming?
Yes. Simply,
and he knows, he's been around for 90-something years. Okay, and I agree with
you. Oh, yeah.
And how will the government pull us out of this mess?
Well,
you've seen it all, really, Richard. Richard, you've seen so much. It's incredible. But does this surprise you more than most things you've seen? I mean, you are 93 years old. Tell us.
Well, yeah, I'm a kid from the Depression years, you know, and all that. But it's, I don't see how the government can do it. They, especially, well, I don't want to get into politics, but obviously from on high has not been the best influence for the whole situation. And I don't see, but you know, $1,200, what will that do? That'll help for a week or two, but I feel sorry for the people who are out of job and, you know, have mortgages and all this kind of thing. And, you know, $1,200 might buy you a month's worth of groceries if you have a big family and so on.
Oh, I know. Even a little family.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think Richard, you were lucky during the Depression, though, right? Your dad was working or something?
Well, my dad was the kind, as I jokingly say, he would have made a good used car salesman. So he always had some angle going. And, I didn't suffer as a kid, but I do remember it. As I've told Dale several times, we didn't have TV then, but we did have radio. But we used to have what was, I would call, waffle parties. And you could buy an awful lot of waffle flavor or, you know, to make waffle stuff with, cheap. And then everybody would bring canned fruit or whatever they had to want to put on it. And they'd sit around and, we had a piano. My dad played the banjo and a lot of music. As I told a lot of kids and people, that I grew up under a grand piano, baby grand piano. So I had my taste of music firsthand. But
wait, Richard. She wants to know, what did you see during the Depression? Out on the streets and how it was resolved.
Well, I think the streets, I can vaguely remember the red lines and all that. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan at that period. And the future sort of unfolded, I'd say, about 1938 or 39. That's when things started to change and the economy improved and they started building new homes and blah, 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 just before the WW2. And that was a change period. People, you know, start buying cars and so on.
Richard, I have to know, though, did this shock you? What's going on in the world now? You know, there's a lot. Is this like something worse than you've seen? Or, I mean, the depression was what you're remembering, the depression, is that worse? Or is it now worse?
I think it is as bad, and I think it's going to get worse. I don't want to be negative, but if we go through another shot of this virus thing, like some are predicting, I think it's going to be as bad, if not worse, than the depression that I grew up in. Because all of a sudden, where are all these people going to live? How are they going to pay the mortgages? They can't get a job, blah, 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 on and on. And I think Dale kind of struck the note where, well, the rich people will get richer and buy a lot of homes, and the poor people will get their grocery carts and live on the street or something. Maybe that's a little out in right field, but I think that's what's going to happen.
It could happen to many people.
I don't see it to the point of everybody having carts, but what I'm seeing is I don't like what I'm seeing. In other words, I keep saying, and I'm asking you to do it too, to watch that 1918, Richard, what is that, that Spanish flu thing that they had in 1918?
They call it Spanish flu. That was just a nickname for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it happened during World War I. If you were to watch that, you can get it won't be as bad, but you can get a tinge. There is no way to stop this virus except what, like, they're doing in Alabama and Hawaii is shutting down the state, not letting people in, wearing masks, and then eventually it can disappear if people will do it. But in the United States, they don't want to do it. In other places, they're doing it, and the count has gone way, way, way down. I just saw something on Paris. I was shocked today. They're shutting down Paris again, and they're shutting down London again. And, I mean, and it's got to stop. What is so wrong about wearing a mask, staying 6 feet away, you know, and just keeping it cool and, you know, sanitizing yourself? If we can all do that, then it will go down.
Yes.
Now,
I see people, when I do errands, they're doing it. Everybody around me is doing it. But when I go into the bigger city, they're not. So,
well,
let's dress up on people. Please do it.
Well, you want to hear this one real quick? And I'll go back to the phones, but I'll tell you one thing.
Okay.
I am living at the moment in Minden, Nevada. Trump put Minden, Nevada on the map. His airport thing was only 1 mile from my house. I freaked out. I totally freaked out. And I'm going,
what do you mean freaked out?
He went and did his lecture. Or whatever you want to call it, in Minden.
Really? Just recently?
1 mile.
And how many people gathered there?
They're saying about 5,000. I mean, the count was about 5,000 at that point. Now, you can understand.
On the news, they're not wearing masks, though. Do you see this, too? Are they crazy? They're right next to each other cheering, and they are not wearing masks. I don't understand that. And that is, we're supposed to follow that.
It's really, Barbara, it's a political thing. If you're for Trump, you don't wear a mask. If you're against Trump, then you do wear a mask. And it shouldn't be political. It's just a mask.
Horrible. Yeah, I don't like that. Okay. That's small thinking, really. Oh, wow.
You want to go and take a call?
I have to agree with Richard. It's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse. And, you know, hey, just got to hope that we can just listen to what they're saying and wear the mask and stay 6 feet away. And I know Richard and I, I'm going to say this real quick. We're going to take a trip from where he lives, New Mexico, to back down here in Nevada. And we decided today to say, okay, yeah, we'll wear masks. I have that a virus sanitizer, and I have gloves, and I have everything else. So I'm not going to worry, and I'll stop wherever I stop. I'm not worried about it, and just sanitize myself, and that's the best thing that people can do.
All right.
That's all.
Right.
That's all they can do.
Okay.
Important.
Right,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, Richard, too. All right. So who is next? Who is next, Johnny?
Our next one is this next caller. Caller, are you there?
Hey, how are you, Del?
Hi.
Now, who's
this, please?
This is Felicia. Who talked to you about a month ago, Felicia?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So I have a question for you. Okay, so I'm going to be moving to New Jersey, which I have already, I have that in mind. Definitely a moving
there. Hey, girl. What part of Jersey?
Like into the Edgewater, Fort Lee area.
Oh, I used to hang out there. That was not too far from Lakewood. I used to ride my bike there when I was a kid to Fort Lee. It's a military town. And I used to ride my bike there for 10 miles, and I loved it. And it's a great place. And I don't know how it is now, but that area is very nice.
Yeah, I found something about 2 weeks ago, but it was too many stairs. But I still have my heart set on moving there.
It had too many what?
Huh?
What
too
did
many
you say?
Stairs. Too many stairs.
What is she
too
saying?
Too many stairs.
Oh, stairs?
Too many steps.
Like,
yeah, steps. Yeah. It had like three floors, and I didn't want to walk up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure there's some place without steps. I wouldn't worry about it. But within that area, you know, within that area, check out Tom's River. Check out the Tom's River is really beautiful. Check out Lakewood. Check out Tom's River within the area. Fort Lee is nice, but it's a military town. If you want to marry a sailor, that's a great place to be. It's good.
Sounds good.
And, of course, I love Jersey, and it's so diverse. It has everything. It, you know, it's a garden state. It has everything. So you'll do quite well there if you go.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. My heart is set on it. I'm not changing my mind.
Well,
I'm not changing my mind at all. No way.
If I had a chance to go back, I would. I would definitely go back. I think I have about 500 relatives I've never met. So I would definitely go back.
Okay, so I'm definitely going. Yes,
okay, and what else?
I like
okay.
your mask. She has a great mask.
Thank you. Thank you. My acting teacher used to say that.
Oh, that's cool. That is good. It's unique, and it cheers you up. And it's nice to hear somebody so cheerful, isn't it, Dale?
I'm sorry, say again?
Nice to hear somebody so cheerful, isn't it, Dale?
Yeah, better than me.
You know, sometimes they're mostly they're not so cheerful. It was nice. Thank you.
I really love this show, and I look forward to it on Fridays because it's very cheerful most of the time. Who's our next caller, Johnny?
My question is, she didn't have a question.
She didn't ask her question yet.
I was saying
that I moved there. So my question to you is this: when I relocate to New Jersey, should I get a job within New Jersey or should I just commute?
First, try New Jersey. What's happening with New York is it's like a ghost town. And most people from Jersey do work in New York, and you can take the train every day in, which I would do. But the problem is right now with the COVID virus, it's a little hard to do that, but you can try. All I can say is it should be very interesting what happens New Year's Eve in New York. Normally there's gazillion people. Have you thought about that, Barbara? Because I have. I thought, Oh, they're all going to be on Zoom watching the ball drop, is what I think. But, you know, it's crazy. It's going to be crazy.
But there's still going to be some that go down there. There's going to be a lot that go down there anyway. Like, everywhere here at the beach, oh, my gosh. There was a shoot I had to do, and it was a Saturday. It was down there. It was so dangerous at the beach. Oh, my gosh. It was packed full of people. And even if they're wearing masks, they're all walking by each other. There was a guy with a baseball bat beating a car right in front of me. I mean, then a gun was pulled out, shots were fired right in front of me. And the production people who just said goodbye to me said, they texted me, are you okay, Barbara? They called. We saw the guy with the gun. I videoed it. They videoed it. I have to actually call the police to, you know, offer this. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, never mind. I don't even want to be involved with this stuff.
Gosh. Wow. Is that the shoot I said you were going to be fine? If that was the shoot I said you were going to be fine, I was wrong. Okay, but you were fine.
No, I was fine.
Okay,
you were right.
You.
I was protected.
Thank you, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We're
talking
about Johnny. Okay, Johnny, go ahead.
Well, our next caller
I didn't hear her
is area code 203.
Hi, caller.
Oh.
You're live.
Hi.
I'm with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show. You're on.
Hi, Dale. Hi. My name's Michelle.
Yes, Michelle. Where are you from, honey?
California.
Okay. What part? I'd like to know exactly.
Outside of, I'm in the Los Angeles area.
Can you be more specific?
Sure. San Fernando Valley.
Okay, what part? I grew up there. What part?
Oh, I live in Woodland Hills.
Okay, I know that area very well. Near Encino.
Good.
Woodland Hills, nice area. Very pretty.
Yeah.
Is it nice now? Is it still nice at this point?
Well, yes, it's not bad, but it's not for me. And which is why I'm calling you, because I wanted to know if you thought it might be a good idea for me to move down to, like, the Irvine area, maybe?
Yes. Irvine's beautiful. Nice area.
Mm-hmm.
Woodland Hills is very different. I can't explain it, but it's very conservative. The word would be conservative, where Irvine is everything's popping, there's restaurants, there's things to do, there's, you know, all kinds of things to do in Irvine. So it's fun. You will have a good time if you move to Irvine.
So I'm hoping my apartment lets me out of the lease because...
Okay, there's a way to do it, sweetheart. You just put an ad in the paper, yourself, and say for rent... And you give the time, somebody will come, and then you tell your landlord, I have somebody that will, you know, sublease my place, and you're out. It's that simple. But besides, there's so many rentals right now of people, well, there's some that can't afford it, and then there's some that can, and there's no rentals anywhere, you know, so you'll have probably 100 phone calls. And I would up it $100 and then show your landlord, you know, don't tell him that at first, but just, you know, pre-rent it out and then just say it's subject to my landlord.
Well, it's apartment complexes, and they have their rules, and this could cost me like $4,500 minimum should I break the lease. But,
okay. Well, wait a minute. Nowadays, it's a COVID virus. Then who can you talk to about doing that? When is your lease up?
Well, next year. But the thing is that 7 months ago, I had gotten permission to leave because of the COVID, because they don't really want anybody if you can't pay your rent, and everybody was scared. So these apartment complexes, you know, would let you off the hook. Now, they said I could leave, but that was a few months ago, and I called them and I said, "Is this still on the table for me? Because I want to leave soon. And they said, well, I don't know. We're going to have to see. So do you think that it's going to go in my favor?
It should. If not, just say I'm just going to be in what I usually say is I'm involved with radio and television, and they don't like that word, and I'm just going to have to put you on radio and television. I can find you someone to rent the place, and as long as you approve, I don't see where there would be a problem.
Well,
you'll find somebody in 5 minutes to rent it. And so will they. They can't just keep your money. I'm sorry, when did you say your lease is up?
June. Next June.
Next when? When?
June. June 2021.
Okay. Try your best. I believe it can be done. You should get your money back. But if you don't, hire an attorney. You'll get it back. Everybody's looking for a place to live right now. I know in Nevada there's virtually nothing, zero squelch.
Wow.
You know, so,
I hope so.
And a lot of places in LA. People are moving, and just go above. How I would do it is go above the person you talk to, get their manager, and have a very nice conversation with them.
Doesn't really work that way here. They send it to their legal office, and they have their way of doing it. They'll get back to me one way or the other, but, you know,
I would never, ever move into a place like that again. You
I
have
know,
to have your own freedom. I mean, the worst
I
is
know.
You'll stay to June. That's the worst. You'll stay to June, but unlikely you'll be able to move. I can see it.
Okay.
And especially if you say, I'll find someone to pick up the lease, and you can approve them.
You know, they do get a lot of traffic coming in. You know, they get people coming in. You're right. They probably will be able to rent it fairly soon. They still try to charge you all kinds of money. But, you know,
you know what?
I don't know.
Take them to small claims if you have to. You know, it's just it's a matter of you can find someone to rent that place, and they're not losing one ounce of rent. And if, as long as a person is viable and can afford it, there should be no reason whatsoever. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
Well,
just hang in there. Let me know what happens, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Barbara.
Yes?
Barbara? That's me. I would step in and do something about it.
Yeah. Well, you can sense in a person's voice and inside, can they do that or not? You know, because everybody is so different. Are looking for that extra little knowledge so they personally can get through whatever dilemma they are in.
Well,
and some people would find that to be like, oh, no big deal, done, boom, taken care of. It's like everybody's so completely different.
No, but Barbara, as long as you can find a renter that can take your place and is a viable renter and they work and they have income, there is no reason in the world that they shouldn't just transfer the title. And that is by law.
I took over. I loved it. I took over when I was looking for a place in Beverly Hills. That's kind of hard when you're living in Nashville, Tennessee, and just talking to friends. Oh, you're looking. Oh, we need our, you know, they didn't say we need, but their lease. She wanted to move in with him, and she had this Beverly Hills apartment and needed somebody to take over the lease. I did it. And it was, oh, my gosh, I love that apartment so much. So you just got to get the word out. You know, some people can't. They don't know how. They put it off. It doesn't work.
Well,
they're not people.
It's mainly the stupid attorneys that are saying, now you can't do that. Why? I would just keep going further up till I got an answer and I, you know, whatever. If I had to move out, I'd move out. I'd forfeit the money and I'd take them to small claims if I had to.
Mm-hmm. Never give up.
Yeah, never
you
give
know,
up.
Sometimes we have these life interruptions, and they are annoying. Even little ones, like, oh, this didn't work, this program on the computer, you know, and it all takes time. So don't you ever feel
you
like,
and I,
okay, this is their last resort to call. You know, they don't even want people to know their real name when they call a psychic. A lot of, I mean, it is so mainstream, obviously, for many years now, but some people still are very private about it. And how
that's
do you
fine.
Feel? Can you sense this? Can you sense this? Or, yeah, it's totally fine.
That's
but
do not
you
a problem if you, don't want to give, if you don't want to give your name, it's fine. Now, we've taken over the role of the psychologists. I mean, they're not going to shrinks anymore. They're going to psychics. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't know
yes.
if you know this, but you're under a, both you and Richard are under a Leo moon.
Oh,
did
wow.
you know?
I've been noticing that. Have you, Richard? I've been noticing the huge, beautiful moon and the sun. Oh, my gosh, the sunsets are so beautiful. The way the planets are all aligned right now, is this supposed to be good for us?
Yeah. Richard, are you there?
Oh.
Where did he go?
I put him back on. I mean, let me put him back on.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yes, the moon. Oh. I get out and bark at it every night.
Yeah.
It's a Leo moon. That means for
that's
the sign.
It's a Leo moon. Look out.
Right.
That wow. We're special.
Means for the sign of Leo. Yeah, for the sign of Leo, it's luck. It's luck. It's good things are going to happen because it's your
oh,
Leo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in
yeah.
Leo. The moon is in Leo. And it's, I just noticed
yeah.
that the other day because I was
lucky.
I'm practicing watching mm-hmm. the reading of the cards on TV. I mean, you know, on Roku and or on YouTube. And they mentioned it was a Leo moon. And I'm going, wow, that's trippy. That's really neat. So. It's a very positive thing.
Mm. Thank you for telling us. But that's the saying, right? Lucky Leo, I've heard that a lot. Now, I think it's probably because of the moon, because you're saying when it's like that, that means luck. Or is there a lot of other things that would bring Leo's luck?
That I wouldn't know. You'd have to ask an astrologer or look it up. Just look it up on your iPad. It'll tell you.
Okay. Well, thanks for telling us. Now we're, you know, really knowing why we enjoy this, right, Richard? Because I've noticed the difference in me wanting to go look at it and enjoying it more recently.
Yeah. Just get out
it's
there
beautiful.
And call, you know.
We've had two moons. There's been a blue moon and this moon for the month of October. So that's good, too. I'm hoping my luck is changing, too. I hope so.
Well, me
I do
too.
Johnny,
too.
Do we have another caller?
We do, but I haven't had a chance to screen. Do you want me to maybe make one more caller? Because we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, give me one second. Let me do some screening, okay? One moment, please.
Okay, we can talk. Richard, so what else did you notice about, say, the depression? Like what's the beginnings of what's happening now. And who is the president during the Depression? Who was the president?
Well, that was Roosevelt.
Which one?
Yeah. Franklin.
Okay.
952.
Hi there.
Oh, we have a caller. Oh, sorry for the interruption. Hi, caller. You're on live.
How are you?
Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness. Okay, Dale Shear, take it away.
I will say this. Thank you, Richard, for helping me today because I have an important phone call that I'm going to try and get to. But I appreciate you being there when, you know, we're lost for words and you can add new stuff because of your age. I appreciate that. Okay.
Yes, that was. That was really great. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Dale.
Oh, you're all welcome.
Thank you for introducing us to Richard. We think he's so great, and it would be a shame not to hear him often, you know, reminisce and give us his true story, his true feelings of how it really was. There's not many that are telling their stories at 92.
We need to know how it's going to be. Like I said, okay, go ahead. Who's the person?
That's when you come in.
Hi there.
Are you there?
Hi there.
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Fine.
Great.
Who is this?
My name is Betsy, and I'm from Minnesota.
Hi. What? A first from Minnesota? Wow. I heard the most friendliest people in the world live in Minnesota. Is that true?
That's very true.
Why are you not happy? It's freezing there all the time. Why?
Oh,
it's not.
It's 82 degrees today. But
it's what?
Tomorrow will be 6. It was 82 degrees today, but tomorrow will be 50.
What? That's crazy. That's
really
crazy.
Why are you guys happy? Why are you happy all the time in Minnesota? That's all I ever hear.
Yeah? You get a lot of snow.
That's not the way.
All right. Mm-hmm. How can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I got a lot of issues going on.
Well, start with one.
Oh, real.
One.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Richard. Richard. Richard.
Oh, yes.
What
oh,
is,
I'm
sorry.
That is funny. Sorry.
What did
that.
He say?
He
don't
said,
know.
Don't
I
we all? Okay.
Yeah.
What? It was so funny because you go, well, I have a lot of issues going on. And he goes, don't we all?
We do.
We all. And I go, Richard. Oh, my gosh. We're not laughing. We're not laughing at you, caller. We are laughing at Richard.
But keep in mind,
anyway.
we're the only talk podcast that has a 92-year-old man who can tell us everything in the past so we know what to do in the future.
Wow. Keep laughing.
Dumbfounded by it, really. No, this is great. But I didn't get the caller's name. What is your name, caller?
Betsy.
Oh, Betsy. Okay. I love that name. Okay, now, are you asking your question? We are sorry to interrupt your flow.
That's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I have alien contact.
You have what?
I have alien contact.
Okay.
Alien.
Well,
we're going to little of everything today. Okay, and what's your point?
My point is I've been having it since I've been 5. And they have done all kinds of things. I've gotten Legionnaire's disease. I'm a jeweler. I'm a silversmith. Goldsmith.
Ooh.
I have a hot tub that was brand new. No one else in my family got Legionnaire's disease. I almost died. Then the next thing, I had sores all over the inside of my mouth, which I went to 7 doctors. Well, they took samples out of everything.
Wait, I am not this kind of psychic. Let me explain. I know, and I have to explain, I know aliens exist. I have every one of my friends have seen them almost, okay, or have had contact. I have not. I don't allow them in my thought frame at all. So I won't allow them, all right? So I'm going to delete that question, and if you want to know something else, I'll be glad to answer it.
Sure. Okay, I've got a middle daughter who's gone kind of nutty over this. We live in Minnesota where the Floyd thing happened, and she has now alienated her entire family. She wrote about me and my husband all over Facebook saying that we're racist and that she was abused as a child and all this other crap. Number one, my family showed horses all over the world. We had racehorses, very famous racehorses. Have you heard of Seattle Slough?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm from Seattle. I remember that Seattle Slough horse winner. Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, but wait. We don't have time for all of it. What is your question, lady?
Will she ever be wanting to be with her family again?
Because yes, she will. She will in time. Right now, she is being talked to by too many people, and they're putting you down, and they're making her believe it. But in time, she'll come around, and you just have to let her do it in her own time, okay? And that's the best I can do because we're out of time, all right?
Okay, but I wanted to ask a question on that, okay? How old is your daughter?
35.
Oh, okay. Because I know it was a trend, though. It was a trend for, because I had a tween at that time, and it became one of their trends to, you know, point the finger at the parent. You're racist. I mean, my daughter tried to pull that on me, but, you know, at 12, I mean, I can control it. But at 35, no, it's harder. I can see, but this has been a weird thing that is rampant, that the children turn against the parents, and we have done nothing. We might be watching the wrong TV channel of their, you know, that's not to their liking. And everything we do, they point the finger and say, you're racist. And we're like, okay. What are you talking about? And they go nuts. I've heard of this,
Hello, Betsy.
They do get over it, I hope.
Hello.
You know, it has really hurt our feelings. To the point
can
of,
you let me
you
talk?
Know.
Yeah, you got to let me talk, okay? That's why you're calling me. We're out of time. And I'm going to tell you right now, this whole racist thing has gotten out of hand. I lived through the 60s. There couldn't have been any more racist types of things that happened in the 60s. This is nothing. Nothing compared to the Vietnam War, body bags, racism, blacks, whites, Watts riots. I've been through it all. It will. This too shall pass. Okay.
Okay.
That's the best I can tell you. Have a nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
Dale. I want to say thank you so much for powering through this show because you had a stressful thing going on that you were anticipating, and it didn't go through very well, and it was during the show, and I just really commend you because your mind was so on this important thing, and you were a trooper, and you just, you know, held it together and gave great readings, and I know that's on your mind, and I want to let you go and take care of it. We're sorry that happened.
It's a little late, but I got to listen to my voicemails to see what's going on. But, you know, thank you, Richard, for holding me up once again when I fell.
Thank you, Richard.
And, okay. Aloha, everybody. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
You can do the shout
out. You go, and we'll do the shout out, or hang on. Okay, everybody, listen to this show. There were a lot of important facts that you need to re-listen to. So find us on YouTube, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe. And we are posting daily on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please go check out Dale Shear, daleshear.com, for more information. She's told you her phone number. Call her. Get your free, not your free, oh, my God, get your longer psychic reading that is not the free one. You can only get free here. So go and get her book too. We are starting The Psychic Within. Get your copies right away directly from Dale so we can start and talk about this book. So thanks, everybody, and thank you, Johnny, so much for making this show happen, and Richard for supporting Dale. Our beloved Dale, our amazing Dale. Okay, so good night, everybody.
Good night, Dale. Good night, Richard. Good night, everyone.